Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
We are going to talk about the VR headset, right? So they dropped the VR headset video today when they're talking about everything and kind of showed it. So it's pretty much everything that you would think about. Oculus, you can kind of think about, you know, that. It allows you to use your apps in a glass, and from the glasses, it allows you to go online. The sports is something that I was extremely excited to see. That's something I've been talking about for a long time. I think that virtual reality is going to revolutionize sports as far as the gaming experience. And that was one of the things of their presentation. Like, you can actually, you know, feel like you're actually front row, different things of that nature. So I think that that's a brilliant idea.
And you see that 2K overview, not to cut you off, my excitement is getting my passion.
Yeah, you know what? Because you said that it was everything that we expected. I'm like,
and
it
more.
It was like overwhelming. I'm like, yo, how did they think of that? Like,
the 2K overview of the NBA?
That was crazy.
That's insane. Like
in practice mode, that was crazy. I think one of the more interesting things was that Hard X, that app where they actually had the organ and, you know, people were actually figuring out from a surgical standpoint how to use this and look at it. I'm just like, yo, this is next level. This is beyond what I thought. The fact that you can decide how immersive you want to be inside of that headset, right? So this is like the first time that you can turn a dial and say, all right, I want to be fully immersed in it. Or, you know what, I still want to look out and still see what's going on in my surroundings. Whereas in the other headsets, it's like there's no option.
Yeah, there's no option. AR, VR, and mixed reality.
Exactly. And then when they looked at it inside the workspace, and it was like, who needs a desktop, right? All I need is my hand and I need my eyes. Like, my eyes are making the decisions for me. And depending on how fast I look, it will make an auto correction enough to what I like.
Yeah.
It's interesting, it's innovating, but it's like, wow, right? And so we're so used to using our face to scan into our phones. They're now using your eyes, your actual iris to figure out how, you know, and what you like. That was incredible. The other part, and y'all know I love Disney, was like, oh,
Bob Iger had to bow down to the crowd.
They brought Bob in. Like, they brought Bob in to speak about the partnership between, and again, a key word is partnership between Disney Plus and Apple, Disney being the first streaming platform that's going to be on there, and how immersive the movies can now be. Like, thinking about watching the movie, but now doing it in the 3D form.
Yeah.
Right? So there is no like, hey, I got to sit at the movie theater, put my headset in. You're actually in it. I think one of the most revolutionary things that they showed today was the 3D photos.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You know, when you watch movies and you go back in time and it's like the memory, I felt like that was like live. Like, you're taking a live memory of what's happening, and you can have that forever. I was absolutely blown away. Yeah. So their quote is, it's the most advanced personal electronic device ever. I'm going to say yes.
I think so. And I know the price point is high. We'll talk about it. There's two things that I took away from the price being $3,500. A, it's a sign of the times that they are factoring in inflation. But if you mix AR, VR, mixed reality into all that you can do, even like on a MacBook, if you're using the Vision Pro, you can take, they showed it like an example of like, I think Pro Tools, they drug over from the MacBook those settings right into the glasses, and you continue editing from there. So like all the stuff that you can do in Adobe, and I even thought about the NFT space. I'm like, that may add some value there in terms of creation, 3D modeling, of course, healthcare. If I was Fitbit, I'd be terrified. I wouldn't know what to do. Because now you can track the power in some of your stats, the cadence. Somebody in Red Panda earlier told me, it's like, this is the good guy version of Minority Report. And I couldn't find a better description for it than that. Like, of course, every tech company has some underlying evil domination desire to take over the world. I get it. But that technology from Minority Report pretty much is that Vision Pro. And I want to put in chat, is anybody buying Oculus? You don't have to like the take. I want to do a survey. Please put Oculus in chat if you have a Quest or Oculus Pro. I have two. Oculus is Atari. This is PlayStation 5.
Here's the interesting part with all the technology. And it's interesting. You said it's the fourth best product that it'll have. What do you think the reaction will be? I know some people look at the price point, but you'll have diehard people who are, Apple supporters. It doesn't matter the price point. They want the new technology. I might fall in that category. What do you think the reaction will be to this device?
The reaction, I think once people get to play with it, they'll love it. And this reminds me a lot of the launch of 2007 when the iPhone came out. The phone was pricey when it came out in 07, but people find a way to make their way to it. I think once they get the chip thing under control on their end, the price to come down. And then once they find a way to partner with an Xfinity or a cellular company, they'll find a way to bring the price down and subsidize it. I'm pretty sure at some point you'll be able to have the Vision Pro for like $99 or $150 a month. And you'll have a plan that you'll be able to work it through Verizon or somebody like that. They've historically have linked, even the Disney, Pixar, Apple relationship, that goes back 30 mm-hmm, years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they're going to lean on that AT&T, who needs a hit, or Verizon. All of these companies need something to kind of like find a way to bring more clients in or more customers in. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up subsidizing it so people can have it at a more affordable price as they have every iPhone and they're not doing with iPad. It's one of the greatest launches I've seen in a long time. The innovation, like even when they were talking about the Apple, you being able to take your FaceTime, put it on your Apple TV, and then it can track as other people come into your FaceTime and center it and panned in beautifully, like it was DJI, like how I panned in here.
Yo, that was great. Right on cue.
Right on cue.
Like life-size FaceTime. I mean,
everything. That would be a company for somebody.
Yeah.
That's a feature for Apple. Amazing.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.